Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And as always, it is a pleasure and a delight to be in studio. As just mentioned, our address on the web, equip.org, where you can give in a safe, secure fashion. You can also write us at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As I sit in studio, I hold in my hand a brand new issue of the Christian Research Journal. It is a double issue. We caught up with the double issue. It is one of the most fantastic resources we have ever produced at the Christian Research Institute. And as I wrote in the From the President section of this double issue of the Christian Research Journal, this has been anything but an ordinary year. This January, the tumors associated with mantle cell lymphoma returned with a vengeance. And I still remember looking into the mirror not long after New Year's Day and seeing a tumor protruding from my right jaw. And then shortly thereafter, another popped up on my neck. And after that, two large tumors appeared on either side of my groin. A subsequent PET scan revealed a multiplicity of tumors throughout my chest cavity. And with the return of the tumors, chemotherapy became a full-time interloper. Well, today as I speak, I am 200 days removed from an allogeneic stem cell transplant that appears to have completely cured what has long been considered an incurable disease. A side effect, however, as I alluded to a little earlier, is that CRI fell behind in various ministry outreaches, including production of the Christian Research Journal. And the cure is this wonderfully supersized edition, deliciously digestible between Christmas and New Year, that is pregnant with promise. And of all the great entries, I am especially excited about the cover story. Why? Because as Lewis Marcos, the author, makes plain, Dante's epic poem on hell provides one of the most compelling vehicles for helping the current generation grapple with the evident realities of eternal separation from the very one human beings were created to forever enjoy. And as Marcus puts it, we understand the perverse nature of sin. When we understand that, then we can move on to understand something shocking upon which Dante insists, which is that sinners are eager to cross over into hell. Dante's brilliance stands in sharp contrast to modern muddles on afterlife. I'm thinking here of David Bentley Hart's September release of a book titled That All Shall Be Saved, Heaven, Hell, and Universal Salvation, which has been rightly castigated in the Wall Street Journal as an ungenerous, repetitive, badly argued, and pretentiously written tirade, a tirade in which the wisdom of the Holy Fathers is characterized as morally repellent, morally unintelligible, and obviously ludicrous, as exemplified by Dante's Inferno. However, we must never lose sight of the transcendent value of reading classics like Dante's Inferno, and not reading it in a wooden literalistic fashion, but reading it in the sense in which he intended. It is multifaceted, rich layers of allegorical tapestry, well worth reading again if you've never read it before, but you have to read this article. And related to reading the classics is reading and rereading articles such as Michael Strauss's entry on the origin of the universe. And I mean reading it and rereading it until you own its contents. Why? Because I want you to be equipped to communicate that modern cosmology not only demonstrates that the universe had a beginning, but that a beginning necessitates a beginner. If you master the contents of this issue of the Christian Research Journal alone, you will be equipped to communicate the absolute necessity of truth in a regrettably post-truth culture. And yet, as the mission statement on the cover of this journal underscores, while truth is necessary, it is hardly sufficient. Jesus not only declared himself to be the way to the Father, but remember, he said he was the truth and the life. On one hand, outside of the truth kept by the whole church, personal experience is deprived of certainty, of objectivity. It becomes, therefore, a mingling of truth and falsehood, a mingling of reality and illusion. On the other hand, the life that is truly life must humbly be confessed to be a realm that is largely inaccessible to all human apprehensions of truth. It involves a mysterium that is to be experienced rather than just explained. And while the incomprehensibility of the life that matters more is not a prohibition upon knowledge, it is a transcending of knowledge. It's a transcending of all philosophical speculation. Vladimir Lossky said it best when he said that Christian theology is always, in the last resort, a means. It's a unity of knowledge subserving an end which transcends all knowledge. And that ultimate end is union with God. We were created for fellowship in the Holy Trinity. At any rate, as you consume this special edition of the Christian Research Journal, you're going to be reminded that each outreach of the Christian Research Institute, not the least of which is this journal, is pursued precisely because life and truth matter. I'm so thankful for the day, and I write about this in my book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, that a good friend of mine told me that life matters more, that the map is not the territory, that the menu is not the meal, that we ought never to mistake the cradle for its occupant. And so this year, 2020, as it dawns, will be focused not only on the transcendent importance of truth, but also the superlative experience of life. The very thing I wrote about in Truth Matters, Life Matters More, the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life that is to be experienced rather than just explained. Again, we'll be focusing on all of that and more, but if you have not subscribed to the Christian Research Journal, please take a moment to head over to equip.org and subscribe today. The first issue you'll get is the double issue of the Christian Research Journal. You can subscribe again in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as we end this segment and prepare for the next, I am so grateful once again for all of you who do support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute prayerfully and financially. There are people that you will meet in eternity as a result of your faithfulness, of your support, of your prayer, which is firing the winning shot. So as I always like to say, thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. We'll be back in just a minute or two with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so please don't touch that dial.
Today's growing firestorm of false teachers, fringe religions, and fierce attacks on Christianity is enough to shake the faith of even the most dedicated believers. When you give to support the Christian Research Institute, you help strengthen many who are in need of guidance and help those whose faith is unwavering draw even closer to Christ. Your tax-deductible gift by December 31st helps us end the year strong and prepared to bring you even more life-changing resources in 2020. Please partner with us today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. Stay tuned. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a moment.
Life's hardest questions don't demand mere answers. They require action. In Something Needs to Change, best-selling author David Platt takes you on a trek through some of the highest mountains and most remote villages in the world. Along the way, Platt's journey confronts several of the most difficult questions and challenging needs in the world today, and exposes the reality that God desires to use your life in greater ways than you ever imagined. Reading this book is not risk-free. It will leave you transformed and determined to take action, starting right where you live, because something needs to change. To receive Something Needs to Change, a call to make your life count in a world of urgent need, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Because questions remain about the earliest moments of the universe, scientists offer speculative alternatives to our universe having an actual beginning. Nevertheless, the science that is known to be true provides abundant evidence that the universe came into being a finite time ago, just as the Bible teaches. Other topics include how Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers, Christian apologetics in a nutshell, John Chrysostom, the golden mouth preacher, Christian imagination and the problem of horrendous evil, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is under siege. Turn on the TV or your computer, engage with social media, or listen to the radio, and you'll hear the Word of God ridiculed, misinterpreted, or treated as outright lies. The Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Christian Research Journal, and the other outreaches of the Christian Research Institute exist to help you defend yourself against these attacks. But we need your support to produce the resources you depend on, especially now, at year end, when it's essential to ensure every CRI outreach that matters to you will advance at full strength into 2020. To help us continue equipping you to stand strong, call now before the year ends, 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI. Or give your tax-deductible year-end gift right up to the last minute at equip.org. Thank you.
And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And this is the last segment before New Year's Eve. Of course, we'll have a New Year's Eve broadcast tomorrow. But I wanted to talk about the brevity of life. I've experienced this, and I alluded to this in the first segment today. It could very well be that I would not be sitting here today, that I almost died twice this year, that I could be absent from the body, present with the Lord, and then giving an account of what I did while I was in the flesh. And at year end, I'm always reminded of this because there were articles in the newspaper about the brevity of life, the people that have passed on this year. And what always strikes me is so many of the people that were megastars in their day have passed on and we've moved on. We no longer oftentimes even remember them. In the news today, John Lewis, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He represents Georgia's 5th District. Will he be here at this time next year? He's got quite a fight ahead of himself in terms of fighting cancer. He may survive, he may not. The odds probably are not very good. But prayer, as I said in the first segment, is firing the winning shot. You think of someone as prestigious as U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings. He was one of the nation's most influential voices. Now, he's absent the body. Or U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. He died back in July. Stevens, of course, was appointed to the High Court as a Republican, but became the leader of the court's liberal wing and tragically a proponent of abortion. Toni Morrison, she died in August. A literary mother to countless writers, the first black woman to receive the Nobel Literature Prize, awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom back in 2012. So many other names from the past died this year. Carol Channing, she was 97, famous for Hello, Dolly. Frank Robinson, he was an unbelievable Hall of Famer, the first black manager in Major League Baseball and the only player to win the MVP award in both leagues. John Dingell, former congressman, longest serving member of Congress in American history. I think it was 59 years. John Schaefer, Northern California, a wine grower. Luke Perry, he was 52 when he died. He gained instant heartthrob status as a wealthy rebel. He played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills, 90210, I guess is the zip code in Beverly Hills. He died March 4 of a stroke. So many luminaries, a number of different articles I'm looking at here that chronicle these luminaries. Here's one that comes to mind, Sully, I think that's how you pronounce it, apparently killed herself. She's only 25, and that after hitting the height on TV and in the movies. And her friend Guhara, 28, apparently did the same thing. Astronauts that died. Jack Whitaker, a famous sports figure, broadcaster. Frank Robinson comes to mind. Then Green Bay Packers quarterback Bart Starr. He's the winner of the first two Super Bowls. That shows you how fleeting fame is. John Havlicek, 8-time NBA champion with the Boston Celtics. And so many others. You think of some of the younger ones, like Cameron Boyce, 20, star of Disney Channel's Jesse and the Descendants. So life is fleeting. We're here today, gone tomorrow. I read the article in the newspaper today and I thought, wow, I didn't even remember that this person died. And this person was one of the most significant people in their field on the planet, period. Again, people die, life moves on. And in the meantime, we're called to make a difference while there's yet time. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal about the Pope. The article was titled, "The Pope Urges Fresh Mode of Evangelization." And the article points out that the Pope recognizes that we now live in a post-Christian West. We're not in Christianity anymore, said the Pope, Pope Francis. He said the faith no longer constitutes an obvious premise of common life. On the contrary, it is even often denied, derided, marginalized, and ridiculed. So what is Pope Francis's solution to the problem? Well, his solution is we've got to get in step with the times. We've got to do essentially, as I read him, we've got to do essentially what the liberal Protestants have done. We've got to become culturally connected. We've got to become culturally relevant. And the message that I read here is not Christians changing the culture or conforming the culture to Christ, but rather Christians being conformed by the culture. To be socially relevant, we've got to do what the culture says do. But the truth of the matter is Christ came into a culture and turned the culture right side up. Remember at the very beginning, the culture that Christ was born into was a culture that denigrated women, that placed women on the lowest rung of the socioeconomic ladder. Christ now comes into that culture and he changes everything. Women become part of his inner circle. Women are communicated as the very ones who attest first to his resurrection, which is central to the Christian message. So Christ elevates women, as does the Bible. You know, Paul famously said, if you are in Christ, then you are an heir according to the promise. And it doesn't matter whether you're male or female. If you are in Christ, you have complete ontological equality. That comes from a Christian worldview. The same Christian worldview that was responsible for utterly devastating slavery, putting an end to the scourge of slavery, and Christians died as martyrs to do that very thing. Although the culture was promoting slavery, Christianity was countercultural. And this is the very message that we have to communicate today, not capitulate to the culture, but transform the culture. And this is why so often I think we have to go back to the early apostolic fathers who learned from the apostles themselves, the apostles having learned from Jesus Christ and the holy fathers, as they communicate with a freshness of faith, what should not be changed in the 21st century, but highlighted in the 21st century, because what Christ highlights is always best for humanity, for Christ came into this world to transform the world, and not as a single agent, but one who took 12 men that they should be with him. He trained them, he equipped them so that they could change the culture. And this is the very thing that we have to begin doing with a passion in the year 2020. And I call all of you to stand with me as we do that very thing in the coming year. I almost stood in the presence of my Maker for the final time twice this year, and I know the gravity of making our lives count while there is yet time. And so as I conclude this broadcast before our broadcast tomorrow, New Year's Eve, I want to once again thank everyone that stands shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. You have made a transcendent difference. And for those of you who can support the ministry year-end, please consider doing that. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org, EQUIP.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. See you tomorrow with more.
Did you know that you are an important part of God's plan for the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the Christian Research Institute? CRI is supported entirely by people like you who share our mission to equip all Christians to give an answer for the hope we have. So every life-changing broadcast and resource is made possible by your prayers and gifts. A generous response from ministry partners like you in these final hours of 2019 will help the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast to end the year on a solid footing and be prepared to seize the many life-changing and world-changing ministry opportunities that await us in 2020. Please partner with us at this crucial time. Call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit equip.org to give your tax-deductible gift today. That's equip.org. And thank you for joining us today. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Life's hardest questions don't demand mere answers. They require action. In Something Needs to Change, best-selling author David Platt takes you on a trek through some of the highest mountains and most remote villages in the world. Along the way, Platt's journey confronts several of the most difficult questions and challenging needs in the world today, and exposes the reality that God desires to use your life in greater ways than you ever imagined. Reading this book is not risk-free. It will leave you transformed and determined to take action, starting right where you live, because something needs to change. To receive Something Needs to Change, a call to make your life count in a world of urgent need, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org. That's equip.org.